How's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing well yourself.
Good, good.
You played at Soldier Field before?
Yes. Two seasons ago, maybe?
Yeah. Did you win? That's been a problem for the locals.
We didn't, actually. Okay. Yeah, so hoping to change that, most definitely.
Now, what's it been like when you were kind of on the back burner while Delvin was making such an impact? Was that, as a pro, did that bother you, or is that just part of being a teammate?
I think it's definitely maybe a little bit of both. It's difficult because you want to be out there and you want to be playing. But at the same time, it is a part of, it's a part of, this league. And, I've seen it, I guess, throughout my year. So, so you just got to be prepared for, really in any kind of situation like that.
How much different is this team's running scheme from what you had in Oakland?
I think we might have passed the ball a little more out in Oakland. So, but I know here, we really want to run the ball. We want to establish that, especially early, and with our old linemen, establish a mentality up front first. And so, I think that would maybe be the difference as far as scheme wise. We may, try to get the ball outside a little more here, but it's all the same run game. When we were out there, we wanted to run the ball inside and out, whichever we were going to give ourselves the best chance to get explosives.
And Latavius, is there a clear idea of your role going into this one? You're just stepping right into what Dalvin was doing for him?
Could you repeat that question?
Do you have a clear idea of what your role is going to be Monday night, or are you just stepping into what Dalvin had carved out?
I don't think we're going to change anything. We're not going to do anything different. And as a running back, you want that because you don't want them to feel there's things that we, I guess, no longer can do anymore. And so, our mentality is the same. There's no difference. The fact that, he's out, so the plays we still want to run, we're able to run.
Do you think the comparisons are unfair because you're more of a power runner and he's more of an outside guy?
Do I think they're unfair?
Yeah. When they say, are you going to do what he did?
Oh, well, I would never take comparisons, in consideration because I'm for sure a different back than he is. For one, if you just look at us both, so, for anyone to sit here and say, to have a fair assessment on that, then I'll let them, have their opinion. So I'm going to continue to, be the back that, I know I can be. And that's, I'm a downhill runner. I'm a bigger guy. I'm not a smaller guy. And so I got to try and use my speed when I can, but I got to stick to what I know best and use my frame, my size, as best as I can. But I'm always trying to improve. I'm always trying to get better as a runner and be more elusive and quicker. I think those are things that I try and work on, daily in practice or even once we get in the games. I'm trying to find a way to, get those explosive plays like we've had thus far in the season. So, but, yeah, as far as the comparisons, I have to be me and just continue to try and be better.
As your carries have slowly gotten a little bit more each of these first few games, when you look back at the film, what have you seen, how you've performed, what you want to do better, what you think you've done well so far?
I want to try to make more people miss. Again, try and turn in some of those shorter gains into some longer gains, whatever that may be, whether it's the reads or making a guy miss or just do whatever I can really to extend extend the runs a little longer, or turn them into explosives. And so I think, you know, you get a sense of a feel for the game, obviously, the more carries you get during the game. And so I think that most definitely helped the other week. I just, you know, you kind of get in a rhythm. You know, I'd be lying if I said that didn't help. And so hopefully, you know, as that rhythm gets going, you really find your groove and you really get accustomed to what the defense is trying to do. And you study them to try and get ahead of that once you go in there. But once you're out there, I think you get that rhythm in making guys miss, or finding the seam and hitting it, and again trying to get those explosives that I really want to get.
Is your roles changing now? How is your roles, you know, obviously increasing now? How is Jared's role changing?
I think for both of us, it's, you know, it's going to increase. You know, right now at what level we haven't played yet, but I think for us both, I know we'll get opportunities, and so it's going to be up to me to make the most out of mine, and I'm sure Derek feels the same about his.
What have your impressions been? I know it's been limited with Steven coming in here now. Kind of what element could he possibly add to this group?
Well, I think he's a guy that's had some success in the league, and he's a veteran back, and so, you know, I guess I respect anybody who's put together some years in this league, because it's not easy, and so he's done things right, and I think that's the reason why he's here. And and you know, as far as out there on the practice field, I haven't seen much yet, but I know he's capable, and I know he's here for a reason. So again, I'm sure he's gonna make the most of his opportunity.
You were the guy in Oakland. You missed most of the preseason, most of training camp. Do you have a new appreciation for the opportunity that you get on Monday?
I mean, most definitely. I think every year you become more and more appreciative, because you see guys coming and going, and maybe guys you came into the league with, or guys that were in the league already but aren't no longer. And so for me, each year that I'm able to be out there, it's definitely, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And and most definitely an injury also to be able to come back from it. To answer your question, yeah, there's a better appreciation. I, for me, honestly, each year I'm in the league, there's a better appreciation for that year, and it becomes more important than the year before, honestly, and that's how I'll honestly continue to look at it.
Thanks,
no problem. Thank you.